This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It's another Tuesday, which means another edition of Creative Impact. This is a segment produced in partnership with the Arts Alliance, and the president and CEO of that organization is Deb Pollock. And Deb has been doing this with me for quite a while now. We're coming up on 2 years, I believe, right, Deb?
I know. We're going to hit
Isn't that amazing?
And it's true. It's true. But, you know, it's that time of year.
Love it or hate it, and there are people on both sides of that aisle. I personally love it, but it is Art Fair Week in
Ann Arbor. It is the middle of July, and here we are. It's Art Fair, absolutely. When the streets of downtown Ann Arbor come alive with the hustle and bustle of art-filled booths and 500,000 people, it's a tradition that's now more than 50 years old.
Exactly right. And there's a lot of traditions within the Art Fair itself.
Absolutely. The four fairs that make up the Art Fair have an emerging artist program, which is intended to help new artists or artists that are emerging give them the opportunity and the insistence and to encourage them to take risks and explore their creativity. And we have with us an emerging artist, John Van Eck.
John, thank you so much for joining us today on Creative Impact here on WEMU.
Well, thank you, Deb and David, and thanks for having me on.
Now, when I hear emerging artist, what first comes to mind is a very young person, perhaps fresh out of college or just starting their artistic career. That's not a model that you quite fit into, is it?
Well, it's funny. If I had to define who I am, I would have to say a re-emerging artist.
There you go.
There you go.
And it's funny, when they ask me if I wanted to register as an emerging artist, my little ego crossed its arms and stomped its feet, and it said, "I'm not an emerging artist. I've been doing this for 37 years."
You know?
So the reality is that when I was emerging as an artist in the 80s, I made the choice to change my course, and I got married and had 5 kids and worked and got a degree, and now I'm back at it. So,
and fact of the matter is, creativity is timeless, so age is irrelevant.
Oh, for sure.
Well, I love this story for a lot of reasons, but before we get into that for just a minute, I must mention on that disclosure thing that the Arts Alliance manages the art fair, the juries for the State Street District Art Fair, which is the fair that John will be in. So I just wanted to say that. Why now?
But you had no vote in.
We don't vote.
Selecting him
we
as
don't
the artist,
do
right?
anything. We just manage the fair, just get the folks together that do that. But John, why now? Why now in your life is it the time for you to become a full time artist?
For a number of reasons. I think I needed to grow a little bit and evolve, and I had to work on, like, fears of failure and success and, you know, all that crap that you deal with as an artist.
Right.
and I guess everything happens as it's supposed to happen. What happened was my youngest child graduated from high school, and the city of Ann Arbor laid me off. And I looked at all that, and I said, wow, what's the universe trying to tell me? And so I decided that I would try it as a full-time artist.
Turn it into an opportunity.
Exactly.
You're listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock, and our guest is John Van Eck, a non-traditional emerging, or as he calls it, re-emerging artist, participating in the 2019 Ann Arbor Art Fair and State Street District Fine Art Section. Now, this will be your first ever appearance at the Ann Arbor Art Fair as an artist, correct?
Yes and no. Back in the 80s, early 80s, when I was a student at the Potter's Guild, I would actually throw demonstration pots. They had the little kick wheel, and I would throw demonstration pots. But I didn't have anything that I was selling at the fair at the time.
Right. This time you actually have your own booth as an emerging artist.
Yep.
How did you prepare, knowing that
how
are you preparing? Right. In anticipation, was there any anxiousness about it?
Oh, you wouldn't believe what's been going on. My kiln broke down. My pots have been cracking. It's been kind of a nightmare, but
a little bit of Murphy's Law going on.
Oh, definitely. But thank God I have all these major support people that have stepped in and really helped me out.
So, you know, you're really familiar with the art fairs, having been being a townie, and you've got you mentioned your kiln's breaking down. So you do ceramics and paintings mm-hmm. and a number of other things. But what are we going to see in your booth when we visit it on Thompson Street?
So I've been doing face jugs, and it's funny, I got my degree at Eastern in ceramics, and my professor years ago said to me, you know, John, if you would just focus on one thing, you could be successful. And so I started focusing on making face jugs. And I've always been enthralled with antique crockery and jugs. And that started back in the early 80s when I purchased an antique jug, and it had a fingerprint from the potter on it.
Hmm.
And it just blew my mind. It was like, you know, this guy's existence is forever enshrined in this jug. So it really got me going and wanting to be a potter.
Now you're going to put your wares on display. They're going to be for sale. The public is going to come by. They're going to take a look. They're going to make assessments. As an emerging art fair artist, when the clock strikes 6 p.m. on Sunday and everything starts to get torn down, how are you going to go about defining success for your first art fair?
I think for me, success isn't about the money. It's more about the fact that I'm successful just because they accept me into the fair. I'm successful because I have amazing support group, you know, my family, my friends that came in and really pulled in, you know, helped me to make this happen. So I think that right there is the way that I'm going to define success.
And John, you know, you said this is essentially a second career path for you. I think that's really exciting that you're doing something very different at an older age. What would you tell people that might think about doing something new at this time in their life?
I would say don't be afraid. I think that was part of the reason why I hadn't done it earlier, was that I was afraid of failure. And especially as an older person, you can see that these are just irrational fears.
So, we're kind of talking like you're 112 years old. Yeah, we should take note. You're not quite yet 55.
My hands and body feel like I'm 112. The reality is that if you're not afraid to do something and you have intent and a vision, you can make anything happen.
That's great.
How important is the passion aspect of it for you? Has that been re-inspired in new and different ways from when you were a hopeful artist back in the 80s?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, because now my commute is from my back door to my garage, and I...
Well, that makes me jealous.
Yeah, I know, right? But I get to sit in the studio and create, and it's like a drug. I mean, it's addicting, and there are times at 2 in the morning when I'm just sitting here with the biggest smile on my face and creating, and it's something that I wish that everybody could experience that.
Well, we mentioned once again, this is going to be the first time where you are inhabiting a booth at the Ann Arbor Art Fair. After the art fairs are closed, where do you go from here? Where do you take your art after that?
Well, that's a good question. I'm probably going to try to get into more fairs. I'm also trying to kind of refine my work so that it becomes a style that when people look at it, they can say, well, that's a John Van Eck. So I think that I'll be doing shows and more sales and, you know, everything that I can possibly get into.
I think you were also blessed with a name that just shouts out artists.
I was wondering
John
if you
Von
picked
Eck.
Van
that
Eck.
That just sounds really good, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, and there's history there too, right, John?
That's right.
I don't know.
It's Jan
Van Eck. There's lineage there. Well, I can't wait to see you and stop by the booth on Thompson Street. Good luck with it all, and not only the art fair, but your future career.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for sharing your insight and this opportunity.
It's been
with
a real
us.
Pleasure.
Oh, thank you guys, too. And Deb, happy 25th anniversary.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so kind.
Oh, making me look bad, John. Well, thanks again, John, and Deb, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I'll mention it to Russ, too, David.
Thank you. That is John Van Eck, a non-traditional emerging artist participating in the 2019 Ann Arbor Art Fair. You'll find John in State Street District Fine Arts Section, booth number 320. And Deb, we will see you again next week.
I will reemerge.
Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.